Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord. This is Apostle Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. I'm just so excited and belated and delighted that you have chosen to worship with us in our prayer meeting tonight. First of all, I give reverence to God, who is the head of my life, and to everyone in their respective places. I thank and praise God for another opportunity to be on our radio broadcast on this evening. I thank God so much for everything that he's doing, everything that he's already done, and everything that he's going to do in the name of Jesus. So, you know, I give him all the praise and worship on this evening. He is an awesome God, and I thank him on tonight. I just want to call our worship to order this evening. God is such a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. I give him praise and glory tonight. Lord, with me, you all. Oh, Jesus. I need to solicit your prayers, because it's always a fight when I get on this radio broadcast, and the enemy is always trying to do something. So I just solicit your prayers on this evening for our radio broadcast. I'm calling our worship to order now. I'm trying to get this another way. Just 1 second. You will, by the grace of God. Oh, well. It's been off. Mine is strange. I'm not understanding today. But I'm still going to try it, because right now I can't. No, I'm trying to unmute you. That's what I'm trying to unmute you. I can't hear anything, and it's not letting me unmute. Just give me a minute. I'm trying to. I'm going to get off and try it again. Just hold on. You don't have to go anywhere. Check this down. I said postpone. Just bear with me. And we're going to have to just go on like this for a minute and see if we get any relief here, because I just sent an email to him. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to go right on and start, and maybe it'll do something. I don't know what to do here. I'm going to call our worship, our prayer meeting to order this evening. I'm going to sing a hymn, read a scripture, and pray. Okay, let's go. Shine on me. Shine on me. Lighthouse will shine on me. Shine on me. Glory, shine on me. The lighthouse will shine on me. I heard the voice of Jesus say, come on to me and rest, lie down, thy weary one, lie down, thy head coming from Psalms 18. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. so shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundation also of the hills moved and were shaken, because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his foot. And he rode upon a cherubim and did fly. Yeah, he did fly upon the wing of the wind. I have just read you from Psalms 18, from the first verse down to the 10th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on today, Father, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come today, Father, asking you if we've offended anyone in any kind of way, Lord. Please forgive us now. Search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit, hallelujah, if there is anything in there that should not be. We ask you right now, Lord, to remove it. In the name of Jesus, we ask you today, Lord, to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind today. Lord, we just come thanking and praising you today. We magnify your holy name on today. Lord, we give you glory and we give you praise on this evening. We magnify you. We just thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to praise your name today. We just thank you, Lord, for another opportunity, Lord, to come before the throne room of grace, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, Father, we thank you this evening just for another opportunity, Lord, to call upon your holy name, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you glory today, and we give you praise on today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I come right now, Lord, asking you to let me decrease 100%, that the Holy Ghost may increase 100%. In the name of Jesus, I ask you today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to touch our hearts and our minds. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you now to bind up the strong man right now, Lord. Bind the strong man, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bind them up. Glory to God. I thank you, Lord. Thank you right now, Lord. Thank you right now for binding the strong man and canceling every assignment of the enemy from this radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, every negative thought, every demonic thought, every evil and wicked thought, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, Lord, to bind the strong man, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We come against the enemy in the name of Jesus. We come against you right now in the name of Jesus from this radio line, from this radio broadcast, in the name of Jesus. We just come against you in the coronavirus, in the name of Jesus. We bind you right now. We bind you up. Your assignment is being canceled in the name of Jesus. Your assignment is canceled right now in the holy name of Jesus. We stop you right now. You can't do anything. Your assignment has been aborted feet right now in the name of Jesus. And we just thank and praise God on today. And we give God praise on today. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything, Lord, that you're doing on today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for the ones in radio land. I ask you to keep them covered, Lord. I thank you for the ones on our radio broadcast on tonight. Keep them covered, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I be careful to give you all the praise tonight, all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name and for your glory, amen and thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to just put on some music, maybe I can put on some music and until I see if I can work on it.
Thank you.
Amen. I thank and praise God this evening. I'm not going to get discouraged. I'm not. I'm just got to keep going because I don't know what's wrong. And the enemy is just trying to attack, been trying to attack for the longest, but he's really trying to attack. And I just refuse to get off tonight. I just refuse to do it. I'm waiting on the people to contact me. I'm just waiting on them to contact me. I don't know what is going on, but anyway, we're going to go right on. This is our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. And I thank and praise God on tonight for another opportunity to praise the name of the Lord. God has been so good to me. I don't understand. He's been so good to me. I thank and praise him on tonight. For he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. And I know for everyone in radio land and those on our radio broadcast, I know you feel the same way. You know, God doesn't have a respect. He's not a respecter of persons. So what he does for one person, he'll do for another. He'll do for you. So I thank and praise God on tonight for that. I don't know what to start off with. Until the same line, to the radio broadcast. We'll do that. Everyone hang up and call back in. Everyone hang up and call back in. Lord, we ask you right now. We bind the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We bind the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We bind the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. All right.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God is so good. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. I thank God on tonight. Yes, Lord, we give God praise and glory on tonight. You know, God, just the prayers of the righteous avail as much. I thank him tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He is an awesome God. Glory.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
When I tell
yes.
you, you have to bind that thing up. When I tell you,
yes.
hallelujah. Thank
glory.
You, Jesus. He is good. He is good. And I tell you what, when my Father in heaven, you just have to call and believe. Call on his name. Hallelujah. And believe it. Yes, he's
yes.
a good God.
Yes.
So I thank and praise God on tonight. We're going to start just doing more than we've been doing. I'm not trying to get on anybody tonight, but we need to start doing more than we've been doing. So I thank and praise God on tonight because, you know, the enemy is so cunning and so crafty. He know exactly what to do and what to whisper in your ear and all that good stuff. So I'm trying to keep him out of my ear. I bind up every negative statement that the enemy whisper in my ear because he's trying to discourage me, and I'm not going to have it. I'm just not going to have it. I rebuke him in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against the enemy in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to allow him to discourage me. And I thank and praise God on this evening for another opportunity. See, he could have got anybody to pray for the people of God, but I'm so grateful today that he chose me to pray. Yeah. Hallelujah. He chose me to pray for the people of God, even the ones that nobody else want to pray for. I'm so grateful to be able to just pray for them. And I'm thanking God on today. I don't care what they look like. I don't care what they smell like. I don't care where they at. I don't care where they live. I'm going to pray for them and keep them in my prayers. Every time I go in my prayer room and put my prayer clothes on, I'm going to be lifting them up. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that opportunity. Just right there, I give God praise and glory on today. I give God praise and glory today. And I tell you, don't miss an opportunity to testify, to give a miracle report or a praise report. I'm my testimony is I feel better. I've been coming up under such attack. My body been hit and whooped. I'm telling you, I've been up for 3 or 4 days. Last week, I bled, my nose bled all week. This week, I must have pulled a muscle in my left arm. So I'm thinking it's my heart. I didn't know what it was. But I tell you, I prayed for 2 nights straight. And the Lord told Apostle Dean to rub it down in this alcohol. And then it started giving a little relief. So I started putting other stuff on it, aspirin cream and being gay. I had pulled a muscle so bad in my arm, I couldn't hardly move it. And it probably was done at work. I mean, it was just off the chain. Nothing I took stopped the pain. Even up until today, I still have pain in that arm because I'm not using it right now. But it's not as nearly as bad. It's at a 2 now. It was at a 10 yesterday. When I tell you the enemy been attacking me, but see, he don't know. He have no power. He have no power. Jesus gave us the power to us. You know, I don't know what he think. Jesus already won. Hallelujah. We already victorious. We already have the victory. So, you know, we need to just step on his head because he ain't nobody, hallelujah, in the kingdom. He is nobody, hallelujah. So I thank and praise God for giving me victory. I thank and praise God for just wanting to be on, come on the radio broadcast tonight. I just thank and give God all the praise and glory. And every time, hallelujah, every time something good is going to happen in the kingdom, he starts showing up. But I bind that every demon up on those mountains, and I dismantle everything that he's trying to do. Hallelujah. He have no power, no authority. God didn't give him authority. In the name of Jesus, he gave us power and authority to tread over scorpions and serpents. In the name of Jesus, and I give him glory for that. I give him glory and I give him praise for that. Oh, I lift the name of Jesus up today because God is a God all by itself. Hallelujah. He knows what we need. He knows just what to do. In the name of Jesus, I bless the wonderful name of Jesus on today. He tried to stop us from coming together. Hallelujah. He tried to stop us from coming into agreement. And he said, well, 2 or 3 are gathered together in my name. There I am in the midst. And I give God all of the praise tonight. And I give him glory. He tried to stop that on tonight. But the devil is a liar, a deceitful person, a deceitful demon. In the name of Jesus. And I thank God today for who he is and how he keeps us covered and everything else that God does for us. I thank him today. I give God all the praise. So I know somebody got a testimony, a praise report, a miracle report, a song, a prayer, whatever it is. I thank God for it on tonight. Hallelujah. I give God praise. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let me just see here. God is a good God, and He's so worthy. He is so worthy to be praised. He is worthy.
Hi, my name is
Lord.
These are my pajamas, and this is my bedroom. I'm ready for bed. God is able. God is able. God is able.
Amen, amen. We know God is able. Yes, he is. He's always able to do above what we can ever ask or think, above abundantly, above all that we can ask or think. And I just thank and praise God on tonight that God is able. And I'm so grateful tonight. I'm encouraged. I'm grateful. And I just thank God for you that's on our radio broadcast and those that's on our out in radio land. You could call in if you have a prayer request or if you just have a word for the Lord, a shout out to the Lord, a testimony, a miracle report, a praise report, whatever it is. You can call right in. The number to call is 323-642-1493. 323-642-1493. God bless you all. I'm just thanking, praising the Lord for this opportunity. We don't know if we'll have another opportunity to say something for the Lord. So you should always say something while you have a chance. I can't let a chance pass, a time pass me up when an opportunity comes. I have to say something for the Lord, and I thank and praise God on tonight. He is good, and he's very good. I'm giving God the praise tonight. You know, I can't do nothing else because he's been too good to me. God has been good to me. Believe me, I'm on this radio broadcast. My body's aching. I had a headache today. All that stuff. I said, Lord, whatever it is, I'm still getting on the radio broadcast and other things. But let me tell you something. I'm not going to give up, and I will not give out. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give out. I just had a prayer request to come in over my email, but I'll pray at the while before we get off of here. We got about 15, 20 minutes left. Is there any more prayer requests? Any testimony, praise report, any of it, by the grace of God. God is good. He is good. Let me start off. I guess I'll pray this prayer that I have. I'm going to pray this prayer I have. And it should take us almost all the way until it's time to get off. As God's official legislator and law enforcement agent, I come in the name of the resurrected Jesus, whose I am and whom I serve. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I affect and enforce God's original plans and purpose over and against the plans and purpose of Satan. I decree and declare that in this battle, no internal or external weapon, be it emotional, financial, social, physical, psychological, interpersonal, spiritual, or organizational formed against us shall prosper. I place upon ourselves the armor of light and of the Lord, truth to cover my loins, the breastplate of righteousness to cover my heart and chest cavity, the gospel of peace to cover my feet, the shield of faith to defensively and offensively cover my body, the helmet of salvation to cover my head, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, a robe of righteousness, the glory of God is my reward. I decree and declare that the weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. I pour down strongholds, cast down vain imaginations and every high thing that lifts itself against the knowledge of Jesus Christ. My thoughts are now subject to the Lordship of Christ. I speak to God's anointing, destroy every yoke in our lives, and that our soul, spirit, and body now function in order according to divine systems of protocol. I decree and declare that I am healed and spirit-filled. Sickness and disease is far from me. I establish divine parameters, boundaries, and borders, and legislate and establish the laws of the kingdom of heaven to govern all activities within. I overrule and disallow and veto every diabolical sanction, subverting activity, injunction, directed mandate or order which opposes the will of the Lord concerning our lives, ministry, and family. I nullify diabolical decisions and rulings concerning our ministry, our lives, and the lives of our family members, friends, and associates. I take control over the airways, galaxies, the systems, the spheres, stratosphere, hemisphere, atmosphere, realms, regions, and domains. I dispossess master spirits and employ Michael, the archangel, and the angelic host to handle any satanic contention, disputes, strivings, and resistance concerning this injunction. I decree and declare successful divine and angelic undertaking, undergirding reinforcement and assistance. According to your words in Psalms 103:20, angels now excel in strength to marshal and protect my personage, property, and possession. Jehovah Gabor, contend with those who contend with me, with us. Fight against those who fight against us. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for our help. Draw out also your spear and javelin and close up the way of those who pursue and persecute us. Clothe yourself in your garments of war. Muster your devices. Gather your weaponry and ammunition from your divine arsenal. Make bright your arrow. Gather your shields and let vengeance be your ultimate goal as you overthrow your chariot horses and riders. Let terror strike the hearts of our enemies and cause their hearts to fail. I decree and declare that by you we run through troops and leap over walls. You are our God and the God who girds us with strength and make our way perfect. It is you who make our feet like hind feet, giving us stability so that we are able to stand firmly and progress on dangerous heights of testing and trouble. You set us securely upon high places. You teach my hands to war and our fingers to fight, granting us supernatural strength and ability so that our arms break a bow of steel. You are our rock and our shield and our strong tower. You have equipped us with the shield of your salvation, and your right hand establishes us as victory in the battle. Beat down the enemy. Give us his neck. Cause us to pursue and overtake them until they are wounded and consumed, falling at our feet, never to rise again. Establish our name in the heavens. Let them that hear us submit and obey. I announce that it is you who have blessed us. It is you that have empowered us. It is not by our might, nor by our power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. That when the enemy shall come in like a flood, your spirit lifts up a standard against them. I forbid and disallow further opposing activity of any satanic personalities with diabolical assignments concerning our lives, ministry, and family, and we wage war for them. I disapprove and prohibit any demonic interception and interference or resistance. I resist satanic intention, provocation, negotiation concerning our lives, our souls, and superimposed prophetic purposes, and divine destiny over and against all activities and opposing forces that are contrary to the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning our lives. I bind satanic harassment and rebuke satanic concentrations. I bring to a halt and prohibit all satanic surveillances. I lift false burdens and remove feelings of heaviness, oppression, and depression. I cast them upon the Lord who sustains. I shall not be removed. We decree and declare that by the anointing, all covenants, contract, chains, fetters, bondage, proclivities, and captivities that are contrary to, opposed, or hindered the fulfillment of God's original plans and purpose are broken. We are liberated from generational satanic demonic alliances, allegiance, soul ties, spirit of inheritance, and curses. We sever them by the sword of the Lord, the blood and the spirit. We speak to our DNA and declare that we are free from any and all influences passed down from one generation to another. Biologically, socially, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, or by any other channel unknown to us, but known to God. We resist every spirit that acts as a gatekeeper or a doorkeeper to our soul and renounce any further conscious or unconscious alliances, association, allegiance, or covenant. We open ourselves to divine deliverance. Father, have your way now. Perfect those things concerning us. We decree and declare that a prayer shield, the anointing, firewall, smoke screens, and a bloodline form hedges of protections around us and hide us from the scourges of the enemy. Familiar spirits, any and all demonic personalities, making it difficult, if not impossible, for them to act effectively, track or trace us in the realm of the spirit. There should be no perforations or penetration to these hedges of protections. We release our names in the atmosphere and decree and declare that prayer warriors, intercessors, and prophetic watchmen are picking us up in the realm of the spirit. And we speak that they will not cease or come down from their watchtower until their assignment have been completed. We decree and declare they will conduct their intercessory assignment under the direction of the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ, who is our chief intercessor. We decree and declare that the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. The Spirit of wisdom, understanding, divine counsel, supernatural might, knowledge, and of the utmost fear of Jehovah. As we advance, we are divinely empowered and increasing skill and understanding. We are liberated and annihilate satanic impressions, illusions, projections, perceptions, suggestions, suspicions, and deception set up as a decoy or ambush to our souls. And those assigned to pray with us and for us on behalf of us, those that work with us, are assigned to us and interact with us daily. We forcefully resist the wiles of the devil and prohibit the hijacking of divine thoughts, inspiration, revelation, insight, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding emanating from the throne room of our Heavenly Father, especially those that initiate, stimulate, sustain, and reinforce our kingdom authority in the earth realm and in the heavenlies, and that facilitate God's redemptive purpose. I put a halt to all distracted, disturbing, and destructive measures for this reason, was the Son of God made manifest that he would destroy the works of the enemy. We prevail against satanic inhibitions, prohibitions, and all limitations. We decree and declare that all invisible walls are destroyed. We execute divine judgment against satanic, demonic activities, and we war in the spirit of Elijah and Jehu. We disapprove, nullify, dismantle, cancel, and forcefully oppose any satanic operations, maneuvers, manipulations, subversion, strategies, tactics, plots, plans, and ploys which are designed to hinder, prevent, frustrate, for, deny, or delay God's original plans and purposes from their quick, swift, and speedy manifestation, particularly in their correct times and seasons. We prohibit the alterations and changing of any time or laws concerning our life and ministry or our life and of our family members. We move synchronized and synocopic to the choreographic, symphonic, and orchestrated movements of God. We establish that if laws, statutes, codification, bills, charters, or constitutions are changed, they are changed in our favor so that we may prosper in the place of our assignment and in the land which we are domiciled. We decree and declare that the times and seasons are in the hands of the Lord, and they shall not be altered or adjusted by anyone or anything. We function under the anointing of the sons of Issachar, and God gives us the divine ability to accurately discern the times and seasons. We decree and declare that the eyes of our spirit function with 20/20 vision for correct understanding and interpretation of divine movement. Our ears are in tune with the correct frequency of the spirit, and we have clear transmission. We decree and declare this day we operate according to God's timetable, divine timetable calendar. We decree that God's agenda is our agenda. We are not our own. We have been bought with a price. We therefore submit ourselves to him and him alone. We decree that, like Jesus, we come in the volume of the book it is written of us. Father, overthrow the plans of troublemakers, scorners, scoffers, mockers, persecutors, and character assassins. Expose satanic representatives and grant unto us divine strategies and tactics to identify, resist, and overcome plots and plans established for our demise. Draw out your spirit and stop them in their way. Let them be confounded and put to shame. Let them fall by their own counsel. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion. Let them be as chaff driven by the wind. Let the angel of the Lord persecute them. Let their ways be dark and slippery places, with the angel of the Lord pursuing and afflicting them. Let them be put to shame and dishonor who seek and require our lives. Let them be turned back and confounded who plans our hurt. Let destruction come to them suddenly. Let them fall to their own destruction. Let destruction come upon them unaware. Let them stumble and fall into the very destruction they have contrived for us. Let them be wounded and destroyed by the very weapons they have devised for us. Let them be caught in the same net that they have set for us. Let them fall in the very pit they dug for us. Let them be hung by the very noose they constructed for us. Let them be burned in the very fire they have lit for us. Let them be consumed by the very beast they have prepared for us. Strike them down in the very act of their mischief. Let their mischief be returned to them double fold. Pluck them out of their dwelling places. Root them out of the land of the living. Let evil slay them and desolation be their lot. Make them like a wheel turning in confusion. Make them as a stubble before the wind. Make them as wood burned by fire. Persecute them in their tempest. Cause fear and terror to grip their hearts. Let them be confounded in trouble forever. I implore the host of heaven to war against the host of darkness. Take command over, bring to a halt, and place a moratorium on future demonic movements and satanic activities emanating from the underworld in its six regions: death, hell, Sheol, Hades, the grave, the pit, the abyss, the lower region of the pit, regions of the sea, havens, terrestrial, subterrestrial, and celestial domains. I superimpose the prophetic word over all aborted measures, strategies, and tactics of the enemy. We overrule and overthrow according to Isaiah 54:17, ill-spoken words, ill wishes, enchantments, divination, spell, hexes, curses, witchcraft, prayers. Every idle word spoken contrary to God's original plans and purposes. We reverse the curse associated with these utterances and decree and declare they shall not stand. They shall not come to pass. They shall not take root. Their violent and verbal dealings are returned to them double fold. We decree and declare that every lying tongue is wrong and the truth prevails. Put a hook in their nostrils, bite their lips, and hide me from the scourges of their tongue. I come against falsehood, slander, speculation, accusation, misrepresentation, and character assassins. Father, cause the heavens to bow down with divine judgment. Cast forth lightning to scatter them. Shoot out your arrow to destroy them. Send your hand from above and rid me of them. We will lose no ground or territory gained through their undermining efforts and initiative. We prohibit the accuser of the brethren. I prohibit the accuser of the brethren from operating and influencing the souls or minds of anyone who comes into contact with us. We reverse the effect of any stigma and declare that divine favor, grace, honor, and well wishes now replace any and all negative feelings, perception, and thoughts concerning ourselves, our family, and our work ministry, which we are called to accomplish. We decree and declare that nobility and greatness are our portions. Father, frustrate the science of witches and warlords who withstand the anointing as you did with Jannes and Jabez in the days of Moses. Confound the omens of liars, astrologers, psychics, prognosticators, sorcerers, and the like. Make fools of diviners and make their dark knowledge foolish. Rebuke and dismantle satanic alliances and arrest them by the Spirit. Let every covert and clandestine effort and endeavor fail. Disappoint the devices that they have crafted so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Take them in their own craft and devious ways. Let them meet with darkness in the daytime and grope in the noonday as in the night. Release divine viruses to invade satanic databases and command that they be consumed and destroyed. Let all future diabolical communications and networking fail. Any attempt shall only yield incoherency and misunderstanding. Send a spirit of confusion among them. Let their tongues be divided. Overrule, overthrow, sabotage, subversion, and setback. Let every attack of retaliation fail. Confirm the words of your servant in their midst and perform the counsel of your messenger. Send divine, angelic, prophetic assaults and maneuvers against diabolical intelligence. Arrest those that operate in the spirit of Jezebel or Baal. Let them not resist the anointing use of authority or gain any ground in the natural, in the realm of the spirit. I prohibit satanic manifestation and speak that divine aborted measures and miscarriages occur in satanic wombs and incubator. Now, Father, you've given us a great work to accomplish. We war for the releasing of finances and all resources that belong to us. Everything prepared for us before the foundation of the world that pertains to our lives, ministry, calling, and godliness come to us now. We shall not, will not be denied. We shall not, will not accept substitutes. We call in resources from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We decree and declare that every resource necessary for us to fulfill God's original plans and purposes come to us now without delay. Now, we decree and declare that the wealth of the wicked is no longer laying up for us, but is released now. Let those who hold on to our wealth longer than they should be afflicted and tormented without relief until they release what rightfully belongs to us. We command Satan to cough it up, spit it out, loose it, release it, and let it go. Jehovah Jireh, loose the lawns of kings. In the name of Jesus, command that the two-leaf gate be opened. Go before us and make the crooked places straight, breaking the pieces, the gates of brass, and cut asunder the boards of iron. Grant unto us, according to your riches and glory, your tender mercies and immeasurable favor, the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. We decree that the Cyrus anointing flows unhindered and uncontaminated in our lives. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up forever, you age-abiding doors, that the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord of hosts may come in. We announce our awareness that cannot deny him access. Therefore, we will not be denied of what rightfully belongs to us. We decree and declare the releasing of the forces of the Gentile, the gold and silver from our prophetic tarnish, our prophetic queen of Sheba to come laden with every precious possession, resource, endowment fit for the sons and daughters of the King of Kings. We decree and declare that we should suck the milk of the Gentiles and at the breast of kings. We shall be in lords as the abundance of the sea is converted unto us. The sons of strangers shall build up our walls and their kings shall minister unto us. We decree and declare that our God has brought us into our wealthy places and we shall dwell in our prophetic Goshen. We increase in substance and prosper in the land whereto we abide and am sent as an ambassador of God, as his official representative, all diplomatic and aristocratic rights, privileges, respect and honor are extended to us. Grace, truth, goodness, and mercy are our bodyguards. We decree and declare wisdom is our counselor. The Holy Spirit is our consultant. Jesus Christ is our advocate. God El Elyon, our only judge, has declared, and I therefore establish that our officers are peace, our extractors righteousness, and our walls salvation, our gates praise. We decree and declare that our set time of favor will not be frustrated. Our release of, we release upon our life ministry, the lives of every family member, associate, and friend, the following anointing for wealth and prosperity, so that God and God's name alone is glorified, the Jabez anointing, the Abrahamic anointing, the Melchizedek anointing, Joseph's anointing, Jacob's anointing, Isaiah's anointing, Messiah's anointing, Solomon's anointing, sevenfold Eden anointing, Uzziah's anointing, Joshua's anointing. We are daily loaded with benefits. We come against the spirit of deprivation. The Lord prospers the work of his hands. By him and through him, we accomplish great exploits. Again, I reiterate, and we shall not be denied. We declare success and progress in Jesus' name. We declare, decree and declare that the kingdom of heaven rules and reigns. I decree, wait a minute. I send these words forth as you crying in winds in the realm of the spirit to demolish and destroy the enemy's camp. Cause the four winds of the spirit of heaven to blow in as destroying conquering winds. We decree and declare that this prayer and all future prayer take on the characteristics of divine projectiles in the realm of the spirit and that they hit the bullseye. We decree that the laws that govern this prayer and all spiritual warfare strategies and tactics are binding by the word, the blood, and the spirit of God. We decree that every spirit released from their diabolical assignment now become a part of Jesus' footstool. We seal this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And we just thank you, Father. We ask you to bless every end-time man and woman of war and everyone in radio land, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to cover every family represented here in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless your name. We lift your name up. We give you all the praise and the glory, Lord. I ask you right now, Lord, to keep encouraging my spirit, Father. Keep lifting me up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I give you praise. I give you glory on tonight. And we just thank you right now for what you're doing on this evening, Father. I thank you for the encouragement, Father. I thank you right now for everything that you're doing with the ministry, Father, with the church, and with every entire man and woman of war. Lord, we praise your holy name right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for this prayer time, Father. I just thank you for this prayer time. I give you praise. I give you glory. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen. I just thank and praise you all for being on as long as you have with me on this evening. I give God praise on tonight. He said, "What two or three are gathered together in his name, he will be in the midst." And I thank and praise God for the prayer that went up today in Jesus' name. Amen. You all are dismissed, and you could call me. God loves you, and I love you too. Amen. Good night, and God bless you.